Upcoming. March 3rd Miracles Part 28. March 10th Miracles Part 29. March 17th Miracles Part 30.
Lord, may nothing separate me from you today. Teach me how to choose only your way today, so each step will lead me closer to you. Help me walk by the word and not my feelings. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided. Protect me from my own careless thoughts, words, and actions. And keep me from being distracted by my wants, my desires, my thoughts on how things should be. Help me to embrace what comes my way as an opportunity, rather than a personal inconvenience. And finally, help me to rest in the truth of Psalm 86:13. Great is your love toward me. You already see the ways I will fall short and mess up, but right now, I consciously tuck your whisper of absolute love for me into the deepest part of my heart. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance. You love me, warts and all. That's amazing. But what's most amazing is that the Savior of the world would desire a few minutes with me this morning. Lord, help me to forever remember what a gift it is to sit with you like this. Amen.
Weekly Scripture, Titus 1 verses 15 to 16. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Translated, wrong belief corrupts the mind, and the actions that follow are likewise corrupted. For those reading the New Testament with us in 2024, this week's Bible reading assignment is the books of Acts chapters 25 through 28 and the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Those able, please stand with us as we worship the Lord.
I hear the Savior say, strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all and all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. A crimson stain.
Good morning. Would you believe that it's fairly straight even when it comes to paying taxes? 60% pay taxes, 40% do not. 5% of people do not file taxes at all for two reasons. One, they either object to paying taxes or object to taxation, or they just don't know how. Too confusing, don't understand. Number of tax fraudsters has decreased over the past 5 years. Whites still lead the list at 49%, blacks 30%, Hispanics 13%, and other races 8%. An average middle class tax bill is $4,500. People that are exempt from taxes would be those that are nonprofit, those working abroad up to $120,000, or if you made below the standard federal deduction. Now, in addition to that, people that have humongous deductions or a lot of dependents, they sometimes end up not paying taxes as well. And we bring this up because our message today is about taxes. Let us go to the Word from God.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to Begin in the Word. Our text today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, beginning in verse 24, where the Bible says, "When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax went up to Peter and said, 'Does your teacher not pay the tax?' He said, 'Yes.' And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, 'What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or from others?' And when he said, 'From others,' Jesus said to him, 'Then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself.'"
We're continuing our series of miracles. Just so that we remember, let us summarize the miracles we've witnessed thus far. We've witnessed miracles that don't necessarily include people, such as turning the water into wine, or when Jesus went recruiting disciples. Several healings including one where the person that was sick was not present. The other was a lady had touched Jesus' garment. We've seen demons being evicted. We've seen people being revived. We've seen the power over the weather. We've seen healing the blind. We've seen healing the invalid. We've seen healing the mute. We've seen Jesus feed 5,000 men plus women and children, and then 4,000 plus women and children later. We've seen Jesus walk on the water to highlight the fears of his disciples. And we've seen healing of more people. Now, there are only 3 miracles that Matthew is the only one to record on the miracle. And this would be the last of the 3 miracles. We started off as they entered Capernaum. They were approached by those who received the temple tax and spoke with Peter. The question was straightforward. Does your teacher not pay the temple tax? Now, Capernaum was a busy seaside city, headquarters of Jesus' ministry. The Jewish leaders asked Peter if Jesus paid the temple tax for support of his temple in Jerusalem. Every male 20 years of age or older had to pay a temple tax of a half shekel, which was about 2 days' wages. The Roman denarius was about 3.4 grams of silver, and so a half a shekel would be worth about 2 days of labor in a vineyard. Comparing this with labor to wages in agriculture in Israel today, we would estimate the half a shekel contribution to be worth about 50 to 70 U.S. dollars. And the tax was paid for maintenance of the temple. We go to Exodus chapter 30, verses 13 to 14. It reads, This they shall give everyone that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerah. A half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Everyone that passeth among them are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. Now priests, better known as the Levites, were exempt, and by the time of Jesus' day, so were the rabbis. Now we move to a conversation between Jesus and Peter. Peter had answered the previous question, did Jesus pay the temple tax, with a yes. Jesus then asked Simon, a.k.a. Peter, from whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from their strangers? It is said that the rulers of Jesus' day did not tax their own family, but taxed everyone else. Family members were exempt from taxation, just as children of the earth kings are tax exempt. So too the children of the heavenly king, Jesus, had no obligation to pay a tax for his temple. Jesus' followers are not required to pay the temple tax, but he makes a way for them to do so anyway. We go to Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 all the way up to 22. It reads, then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him the disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Shew me tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he said unto them, who is this image and superscription? They say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. When they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Amen. Peter responds to Jesus from the strangers. Jesus replied then, the sons are free. Since rulers tax strangers and not their families, the sons were free from taxation. Jesus then instructed Peter to cast out a line and take the first fish you catch. When you open its mouth, take out the money and give it to the tax collectors for you and me. Although Jesus was free from tax because he was the son of the father of the temple, he nevertheless agreed to pay the temple tax. Jesus gives instructions that allow Peter to pay the tax voluntarily to avoid offending the authorities. No questions asked. A miraculous provision and exactly the amount needed for Jesus and Peter to pay the temple tax, that 4-drachic cornered coin that they found in the fish. So in conclusion, number one, Jesus shows us that he has the power over all living things. Jesus shows us that even he was not totally exempt from the temple tax. And today, we pay tithes. Number two, Christians sometimes sacrifice their liberty so as not to offend others. Although Christians have liberty in Christ, we sometimes honor other viewpoints. Side issues can sidetrack us from our true goals. We go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 29 to 33. It reads, conscience, I say not on your own, but that of the other. For why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? But if I partake with thanks, why am I evil spoken of for the food over which I give thanks? Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the church of God. Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many that may be saved. Amen. Our challenge as we leave today. It is our belief that we are being instructed to pay our taxes voluntarily. We go to Matthew 22, verses 21 and 22. It reads, they say unto him, Caesar's. Then say he unto them, Render, therefore, unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. When they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. So, we pay taxes on what we need to pay taxes. And we are also supposed to tie to our church. So I leave you with this question. Where are we with our tying? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you this week for this message. We thank you for reminding us that Jesus shows us the way. We thank you for reminding us that we must pay our taxes to Caesar. But we also must pay our tithes to God. Lord, we ask that you be with us and give us the wisdom to understand this so that we improve on this. Lord, we ask that we all pray for our leaders, our teachers, our preachers, our devotionists, that when they speak with your words, not theirs. And Lord, I ask that each one of our listeners takes time and prays to you for forgiveness and guidance. And should there be anyone here at A Board that hasn't accepted you as their Savior, we ask that you touch upon their hearts and that they may come forth sometime in the future and proclaim their love for you, our gracious Father. As we leave here today, Lord, I ask that you be with each one of our listeners, that they make it to their destinations, safe and sound. We ask this, Lord, all in your glorious name. Amen. For all our listeners out there, wherever you may be, stay warm, stay dry, stay safe, and remember, till the next time, Jesus loves you.
Children crying, what if I could see the people dying? What if I would look where I've never looked before? What if I could feel the pain and sorrow of those who may not see tomorrow? What if I could see the world through the eyes of the Lord? Someone who would tell someone who's never heard before. I could show someone that there is so much more. I could do so much for those who wish they never had been born. If I could see with the souls who've never seen the lives that have been broken and torn. What if I could see some situation where I could reach some other nation? What if I could see the world through the eyes of the Lord? I could tell someone who would tell someone who's never heard before. I could show someone that there is so much more. I could do so much for those who wish they never had been born. If I could see look beyond myself and see the reality. of a world that's lost and slipping out into eternity. Then I could tell someone who would tell someone who's never heard before. I could show someone that there